A clearing shower, 16 in Mount Gambier. Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. 19 new security cameras switched on at the Narracourt Swimming Lake precinct have recorded a significant amount of crime. In the past week, security footage has captured the lighting of a fire on a day of extreme fire danger, multiple cases of alcohol consumption in a dry zone, and vandalism of council property. The footage has been provided to local police. Perpetrators are clearly visible and easily identified. Narracourt police will soon be able to monitor the footage in real time from the police station, greatly improving public safety in the area. Grant District Council's received $385,000 to upgrade the Mount Gambier and District Sale Yards. Katja Rose Moss explains.
The cash injection is one of 10 projects funded in the latest round of the state government's $5 million Regional Growth Fund. Regional Development Minister Tim Whetstone says the 10 projects are expected to create more than 160 jobs, with a mix of construction and ongoing roles. The $770,000 co-funded Sale Yards project will see the installation of two new adjustable cattle ramps that will cater for B doubles and A doubles, improving efficiency and productivity when loading and unloading cattle.
Changes are being made to the Patient Assistant Transport Scheme to give more flexibility for country patients travelling long distances for specialist medical appointments. Alyssa Fajloon has more.
After listening to feedback, the state government has removed the limitation that disqualified people from receiving a subsidy if they stayed more than two additional nights in commercial accommodation or more than five additional nights with family and friends. Health Minister Stephen Wade says, "We understand that it makes sense for regional patients to coordinate medical specialist appointments with personal or business appointments, so we have amended the guidelines to allow this to occur."
The Millicent Magic's hearts are broken, suffering a devastating one-point loss to the Horsham Lady Hornets in an incredibly even contest on Saturday, which ended 77-78. The Mount Gambier Lakers belted Geelong United 100-38 and Horsham 58-45. In the men's competition, Horsham lost their first two matches of the season. They went down to Millicent 94-89 and Mount Gambier 120-82. Mount Gambier also beat fellow undefeated team Geelong United 98-70.